Nice. I was really excited about doing this, and the producers told me, they're like, get up there and talk about Israel and what it means to you and your experience there. So here goes. When I was 16, I went to Israel. And I haven't thought much about it since. I kind of don't care. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm Jewish. No, I'm not Israeli. Yes, I love Israel. Yes, I'm proud to be Jewish. Yes, I had a bat mitzvah, but I'm from Texas. And we got a whole other set of problems, okay? We've got things to worry about, like football and working out and hiding from Baptists. It's kind of not, it's not really on our agenda. The closest I've been to Israel in the past 10 years is when I went out drinking last Christmas Eve and a bunch of, like, greasy Israeli guys were, like, bumping up against me to techno music. Oh, you are so beautiful. I give you a good price. What? That doesn't make, I don't make any sense. I don't want any part of that. The thing that's weird to me is that Muslims and Jews were so similar. We're so similar and we can't get along. We both read from the Old Testament. We both don't eat pork. Jewish women cover their hair. Muslim women are covered in hair. So many similarities. The fact that we can't get along, we fight over everything. Jews and Muslims, we're like the Betty and Veronica of the Middle East. We're both good-looking people, and we've been fighting over the same object of affection for the last 60 years. It's Israel. Most of you are Mexican. You probably couldn't care. I get it. The fact is this. Throughout history, there has only been one group of people that have consistently been met with adversity and pain. And every time they're met with a challenge, they've not only overcome these obstacles, but they've thrived and succeeded beyond anything we could ever imagine. And that group is the handicapped. You've never met an unmotivated handicapped person. Think about it. You see a dude in a wheelchair, paralyzed from the waist down, ask him what he did that day. Well, I got up at 5 and I wheeled about 50 miles because I'm training for a triathlon, and well, then I played basketball. I'm captain of the Special Olympic basketball team, and well, then I had a date in court because I'm a lawyer. I own my own law firm. What did you do? Got out of bed. Unassisted. Thank you very much. There are certain rules that we live by in our society, and I just feel that if we were to change these rules, perhaps humankind would just be better off. There's certain rules that we've just accepted from day one. Okay, the first rule is this. I was getting dressed the other day, hold your applause, and I asked my friend, what do you think of this outfit? And her response was, why do you care what people think? And you've been taught to believe that. Be an individual. Do what you want. Don't care what people think. My response, I'm sorry, why don't you care what people think? It's the most important thing in the world. If people don't like you, you don't get jobs and party invitations and Facebook requests. It's the most important. I would pick these three people right here liking me over free health insurance in a heartbeat. What's the point of living a long time if people think you're an asshole? No point. You know what happened the last time a group of people said, fuck it, we don't care what you think? They got hung as witches. Blood's on your hands, Massachusetts.
Test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready.
Todd Hole from the Mighty Mighty Gravel Spurs, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Spend my days with a woman and kind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start, going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. Chances on a big jet plane, never let them tell you that we all are the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. One that had tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin. Say she plays guitar and cries and sings la la la. Ride a white mare in the footsteps of dawn, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard.
California. I wished I was going to California. No, I wouldn't. I'd like to go over to Battle Creek and visit Evie and Frank and all the guys over there, Bob, and visit everyone, basically, when I'm over there. One day, I will do it. Anyway, that was Led Zeppelin going to California. And before that, Isla, Shares Lingler. You're listening to me, Liam Burke, on The Liam Burke Show. Here we are for another week of your favourite tunes. And if you want to have your favourite tunes played, why not? Let me know at leanburkshow.com, Facebook Liam Burke Show, Spotify, Castbox, Instagram. These are any damn different places. There's so many places. Just have to dig it up for yourself because, you know what? I don't care. I'm kidding. And I'm looking forward to hearing from someone. Anyone. Yes, you. And Evie is very, very always text me each week, say when she's here to show that she really appreciates it. And the Pat McManus one, I knew she really would like, and I'm glad she did. It's great because it's fantastic music right throughout the ages, and it just spans over time, and it's just fantastic. And if you want to leave a message, maybe on the, what do you call it, voicemail, do that too, and I'll do it for you. So it's time to start dancing. And look, it's still bright at the minute. But let's dance in the moonlight.
took that last bus home, but I asked you for a dance. Now we go steady to the pictures. I always get chocolate stains on my pants. And my father, he's going crazy. He says I'm living in a trance. But I'm dancing in the moonlight. It's got me in its spotlight.
It's alright.
Dancing
all right.
In the moonlight. On this long, hot summer night.
The Rolling Stones with Angie, and before that you had Tin Lizzy dancing in the moonlight. You're listening to me, Liam Burke, on the Liam Burke Show for another week. Not really a lot to talk about yet because we still are in the COVID times of things, and still nothing to talk about. No one to get to see anywhere. Only that the months is flying by. We're in August. It's hard to believe that already we're in August, heading for the cooler nights again after having a week spell of it here, or a week and a half spell of it, and people were saying, oh, it's very warm, it's very warm, I don't know how we're going to cope. And then all of a sudden it's gone and people are saying, I want it back. Anyway, here's a song that always reminds me of my days going out to the nightclubs when I was a lot younger, and it's by Mr. Tony Smith and it's called Little Red Car.
Step into my little red car. I got a warning, we might get far. It's kinda old and the wheels coming off. Some people act like it's a joke. No, I don't mind if you smoke. You won't be laughing when you're looking for a lift around 3 a.m. Oh no. Got fully leaded, petrol power, top speed 50 mile an hour. She's running sweet, she gets me from A to B and C and D. My daddy owned her, now she's mine. Front seat permanent recline. Stick out your thumb, you might just get a ride. Baby, you don't have to be a superstar, but it ain't everybody gets a spin in my little red car. Spin in my little red car.
There's the legend, Mr. Tony Smith from way up there in Cavan. Call in, have a cup of tea with him and tell him I sent you. No, you better not, because he'll shoot you. I'm kidding. Tony's a legend around these parts and around the Cavan direction, and he's absolutely great fun to be around. Great guitarist, great singer, the whole lot. Just full package. Not right, T? And, yeah, you know, always sends me great music, which is always a pleasure to hear and play it for you guys out there as well. Anyway, here's Oreo Speedwagon with Take It On The Run.
And who heard it from a friend? Who heard it from another? You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood. And talk is cheap when the story is good. And the tales grow taller on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true, babe. And even if it is, keep this in mind. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want.
Your wife.
There you go, that's Rick Ocasek and the Cars. And Rick, as you look at that video, it's Dangerous Type. And if you look at the video, you see Rick, and he actually looks himself very much like Nick Cave from the Bad Seeds. Yes, that is Rick Ocasek and the Cars and Dangerous Type. Now it's time for some more comedy, and this time around I've got comedy from, so I have to try and pronounce his name, but I will get it, Sebastian Maniscalco with Uber and Airbnb.
Oh yeah, so nice, thank you, thank you. Sit down, sit down. Before you leave your house tonight, you got to figure out how we going to get to the venue. Do we drive? Do we take Uber? What is this Uber? Uber X? What is it? That's like hitchhiking with your phone. God knows what's gonna pull up tonight to pick you up. Some guy in a Ford Festiva? Groceries in the back, baby seats, sleeping back. Are you between errands? What's going on back here? Uber Black, that's supposed to be a better option. Maybe a guy in a sedan. You ever get in that guy's car? He can't stop talking about his candy. As soon as you get in, I got candy. I got suckers, I got Trident, I got iPhone 4, 5, 6, charge. I got Crest White Strip. What? White Strip? You can't tell me these Uber experiences are normal. They're weird, strange. They're rating you, you're rating them. Everybody's on some fake behavior. You feel like you gotta talk to them when you get in? Yeah, so how long? How long have you been doing Uber? And they never just do Uber. They always got some weird side business. Ask him, so how long it? No, come on, my friend. I do Uber 10 hours a week. I got real business. I got discotheque in Istanbul. What? Do you know where you're going? I mean, there's another website, Airbnb. What is this? You're going to rent out a room in your house? To a stranger? Is it worth the $86 a night? Huh? Have some psychotic family show up at your porch. Hello, do you? I couldn't do this. I couldn't have strangers live with me while I'm there. I couldn't do it. If I did it after they left, I'd have to burn the room they lived in. I don't know what's falling out of people's ears into the Tempur-Pedic. Burn the mattress. I don't do this. I don't stay with people. I have some friends here in Montreal. Oh, just stay with us. We have plenty of room. I ain't staying with you. You ever stay with people? It's weird. They put you in a weird room, single bed, Star Wars sheets. Nothing works in the house. They gotta come in and tell you, don't flush the toilet in the hallway, okay? If you do, we're gonna have to evacuate the house. What? When you take a shower, cold is hot, hot is cold. We've been trying to fix that for years. When you're done showering, if you could please squeegee the squeegee. Why would I do this? I'm going to get clean now naked. I got to look for some weird wand that's been living in your shower and wipe shower pellets off while my balls hit the tile. Why would I do this? Do I work here? What? I don't stay with nobody. Even the hotels. I don't trust the hotels. As soon as I check into a hotel, a do not disturb hangs off the hook for the amount of time I'm there. Wait, you think I'm dumb? You think I'm dumb? Gonna have the maid come in and steal everything that I got? Wash out my glasses with some dirty panties? Forget it. Nobody's getting into my room. Nobody. That coffee machine that lives in the bathroom, I throw that out. Who the hell is making coffee next to the toilet? I don't know how my wife puts up with me. My wife's completely opposite than me. Come from two different families. My wife loves people. Loves people. Loves to go out to dinner with another couple. I can't take it. I can't even fake it. I gotta act like I like the guy. Oh, yeah. No, the mortgage business. I can't. I can't do it. My wife comes home with activities for us to do. She met a couple. She's like, you got to meet this couple. They invited us to their house for a dinner party. Now, in my head, I'm like, that sounds terrible. But I'm a married man. You got to act like you like this stuff sometimes. I got to go, oh, yeah, yeah. Wait, Saturday night, my night off? Yeah, love to go. All strangers? Everybody's gonna be a stranger? So we get in the car, and she's promoting a couple. It's her couple. She's like, you're gonna love these two. She's an interior designer. He's a stay-at-home dad. Huh? I didn't grow up with the stay-at-home dad culture. I come from an immigrant Italian family. Yeah. Italians don't do this. You rarely hear a woman go, no, Anthony's at home with the kids. Hasn't worked in years. He just loves watching Peppa Pig and going to the zoo.
Hey, it's Ben Stiller.
Hey, it's Julie Bowen.
Hello, I'm Scotty from Star Trek. James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson. Yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love
you.
Damn right.
You won't make up your mind tonight. Say you do, say you don't wanna be mine. Say you will, say you won't make up your mind this time. Say you will be mine tonight. I can't sleep, I keep dreaming I'm losing you. I feel so alone in the night sky.
Foreigner and See You Will without the belch in the middle. Yes, you might have noticed a kind of a chilled vibe about the songs this week. It wasn't planned that way, but that's just the way it happened anyway, and that's the way it's probably going to continue. Who knows? A bit like this one. One of my favourites from Gary Wright, and it is, of course, Dreamweaver. And for anyone in the cheap seats, it's definitely not Christy Walker. Gary Wright and Dreamweaver. And I decided just to stick in with that kind of easy feeling, especially for this one, from Journey and Stone in Love.
Those crazy nights I do remember in Of Kiss.
Hey, this is Gold Dust. Gold Dust.
Hello, this is Crispin Glover.
All right, my name is Ted Nugent.
I am Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, this ODB Dirk McGirt.
What's happening? Straight out of Detroit Rock City. This is Kid Rock, and you are listening.
The Liam Burke Show.
Mamu, came a voice from the sky on that magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one, setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun, children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, their light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination through the door to the world. Journey of a thousand lifetimes with the children of the sun, they started to climb.
Billy Thorpe. There you go. Now, I want to play this next track. I've seen them several times before on coming up on YouTube and also coming up on Facebook. And they're a Northern Irish ladies band. And they do a great cover of Cradle Rock by Rory Gallagher. And here is Dia Mentrona. Yeah, Dimitrona and Cradle Rock, Rory Gallagher's cover to Doom. I hope sometime in the near future I get to see them because they would be just first class to see. They're from up north in Ireland, Northern Ireland if you like, and they are just fantastic. Dimitrona, check them out on YouTube and I'm sure they're on Facebook. I must actually go to our Facebook page and check it out as well. Anyway, time for more comedy and this time around it's Weddings by Jim Gaffigan.
trying to get fat. Last night I was eating a pint of ice cream and I finished it because I'm American. All right. I took off the lid and I threw it away because I'm not a quitter, everyone. And because I care about the environment. I was conserving energy by not refreezing it. You're welcome. Of course, it was at night. You ever eat ice cream during the day? You're like, what, are we 6 years old? Did we just get our tonsils out? Why are there people around me? Shouldn't I be alone watching Lifetime? Those hoarders, those are the ones with the problem. I was eating a pint of ice cream in sweatpants like a man. My wife came in the room. She was like, Jim, are you going to eat an entire pint of ice cream by yourself? I was like, hopefully. Unless you selfishly want a bite. Jim, you have a 9-year-old daughter. Don't you want to be at her wedding? Not really. No. Wait, is there going to be ice cream at her wedding? Because if you promised, I still don't want to go. How would attending a wedding, why would that be an incentive? It's like, don't you die in 18 years. There's an awkward party you have to pay for. And we need you to write a check. Now, I understand weddings are an important event where we spend a lot of money so that the bride can pretend to be a princess and marry her prince and live happily ever after because magic exists. And we're a bunch of weirdos. Weddings are kind of weird. I mean, what's the logic? It's like, well, we love each other. Why don't we pretend we have a kingdom? We'll invite your parents' friends and my parents' friends, and we'll have a banquet. And the two kingdoms shall come together as one. And we can start our married life with a total fantasy before we go on a completely unjustified vacation. It's strange, right? I mean, weddings started off as these crude medieval ceremonies where women, daughters, were exchanged as property. Yet over the course of centuries, they got worse. That's why people cry at weddings. I can't believe we're still wasting money on this. Whenever I see someone crying at a wedding, I would say, don't worry, it probably won't work out. It's nice to be invited to a wedding, but you always look at that invitation like, this is gonna cost me. Oh, good, it's out of town. Wouldn't want to use those vacation days for vacationing. And you can tell how much a wedding's gonna cost you by the type of invitation you receive. You're like, oh no, this one's made of baby skin. And that font and the language on there, the Honorable Kingslayer. Cordially invites you to the marriage of his 40-year-old daughter to a live-in boyfriend of 12 years. Bring thy wallet. Because you have to get the newlyweds a gift because they've done nothing. So you go to the registry, which is a nice way of saying you don't have to get us anything, but when you do, make sure it's one of these things. You ever go to the registry late? You're like, the only thing left is a fork for $300. I guess we'll be the fork friends. We'll get them the fork. My wife had us register for fine china because you never know when the Pope's going to swing by and want a microwaved hot dog on a $200 plate. My parents, growing up, had fine china that you couldn't even put in the dishwasher. Don't get that wet. You need to clean it with a kitten. It needs to be a white kitten. And most weddings, the guests receive a gift, right? Sometimes it's like a bag of almonds covered in candy. Thanks. I guess we're even. Since you got me a bag of nuts.
Feel free to take the centerpiece.
Sure, you don't want us to buzz some tables? I didn't bring a broom, but I could sweep. It's not always like nuts. Sometimes the gift is like a knick-knack or a Happy Meal toy kind of thing. The last wedding we were at, everyone at the wedding got a wine stopper filled with sand because the theme of the wedding was waste. I got in trouble when I asked the bride. I was like, at what point are we supposed to jab this in our throat?
During the first dance?
That's horrible. I do find it fascinating. There's always a drunk person at a wedding, right? And I think it's because there's so many awkward moments, like that receiving line as a guest. I never know what to say to those people. I always feel like I've just seen a friend in a play or something. That was great. You were great out there. What you said, I like this program. Well, I'm going to lie to someone else now. You were good, too. You're the grandma. We got them the fork. Is the bar open? Some of those wedding rituals. Have you been to one of the weddings where the groom removes the garter belt from the bride and flings it to a crowd of perverts? Because he cherishes his bra. What? Who came up with that one?
Hey, you know how the bride throws the bouquet? How about something for the fellas? Maybe the bride's underwear?
What happens to that garter belt?
Oh, I have it in a very special place. It's in a room covered with photographs of the bride. And there's candles and fried bread everywhere.
I'm not against marriage. I'm happily married. I'm married to a beautiful woman, the type of woman that when I'm with her and people find out she's my wife, there's usually an audible, wow. Which I suppose is flattering, but it hurts my feelings. I'm not a Yeti. Wow. Someone could approach me and be like, Jim, we've discovered your wife has no visual perception. Yeah, we don't need to correct that or anything. She doesn't like glasses. But I like being married. I like having someone look out for me. And my wife wants me to live longer. We all want to live longer, but how much longer? Like, you ever see old people, really, really old people, the look on their face, they always have that look like, oh, I can't believe I'm still here. I would have eaten so much more ice cream. Why did I ever consume kale?
Get to heaven. Take the stairway. To get to hell, take the highway. Get to Clarksville. Take the last train.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be...
No need to ask for directions when you want to listen to the Liam Burke Show.
Zach Wilde and Lost Prayer. And before that, Jim Gaffigan and Weddings. You're listening to the Liam Burke Show with me, Liam Burke, for another week. Nearly there this week. So you can breathe a sigh of relief. But not just quite yet. A couple more tracks to go. And don't forget, if you want to get in contact with me, you know how to do it. At this stage, here is Blue Oyster Cult with White Flags. Or for Northern Ireland, it's White Flags. Especially for Frankie McLaughlin, that is. Blue Oyster Cult with White Flags. wife likes to normal people. Yes, it's coming toward the end of the show for another week, but still a couple more tracks to go, so please just hold off pressing the stop button just yet. Here's Molly Hatchet with Dreams I'll Never See.
Thank you.
There you go. Dreams I'll Never See by Molly Hatchet. Yes, that's the end of the show, near enough. I want to dodge out with this one. Liam Burke signing off from the Liam Burke Show. I'm going to leave you with this one from ZZ Top, as we lost Dusty Hill 2 weeks ago. And I'd like to play this one for Dusty and for everyone out there. It's ZZ Top. Jesus Just Left Chicago back in 2005. Till next week, take it easy, stay safe, see you all very soon.
Everybody's shooting for me. love to see you just the same. You don't have to worry. Who's taking care of their misses?